there's no single place you can go to see a rundown of those important stories. And so I built my software system to do that work, to provide this easy rundown, easy to read rundown of the big stories.
This is podtech.net. Welcome to Marketing Voices, featuring the fresh perspectives of innovative marketing leaders and examining how social media is changing marketing throughout the world. Here's your host, Jennifer Jones.
Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and I'm here today with Gabe Rivera at his house. He's been really gracious to invite me here. He's founder of TechMeme, which is a very cool site that I've learned a lot about while I've been at PodTech. And the way that I look at it is it really scans news media and blogs and organizes them into really easy-to-read clusters, and it's just a really powerful way to harness the blogosphere's investigative power. I think it's like a headline service. And so Gabe is going to tell us all about it, and welcome to Marketing Voices.
Thanks, Jennifer.
So how did you come up with the name?
Well, TechMeme as a name evolved from Memorandum, which was my earlier site. Well, it still lives on as a political news site. I don't think it's really a great name, but Memorandum was my first blog aggregator, and it's a pun on memorandum and meme, because bloggers like to talk about the ideas they're advancing as memes. So that was Memorandum, and when I introduced my tech site, I called it tech.memorandum while I was waiting for TechMeme to become available as a domain name. So TechMeme had continuity with tech.memorandum, so that's what I'm using now.
It works well. So how does it work? I mean, how do you actually like go about collecting the data and going about? I realize it's software, but again, this is not a technical audience, but try to give me some sense of how it works.
Okay, so I've got software that's just scanning a whole lot of websites. Site, the part of the web that deals with tech news, where news is reported and discussed. And it's just trying to pick up on the most interesting, the hottest, whatever, stories. The names and the bylines and the source sites are all identified right on the site. So it's a good way to get a quick view of who's reporting on something. So follow the links to get the additional information.
Okay, so who do you read when you are reading blogs and getting information? Who's important to you? Do you go to your own site and go, oh, look, this is what it is, and then you sort of follow the path, or do you start somewhere else?
So first I should say, I don't play an active role in this as far as what headlines get surfaced. If I don't read anything for a day, the news will continue appearing because it's an automated site. It's the computer picking all this stuff. At the same time, actually, my view on things is important because I kind of have a broader editorial impact on the site because I configure it in a way that affects what appears, so that it's these kinds of tech topics, not these other ones, and not politics and so forth. My opinion is that a lot of the blogs that you hear about are very important, like TechCrunch and GigaOM and VentureBeat, and at the same time there are these are blogs that are functioning as media. At the same time there are the bloggers that are have a role in companies, and they share their perspectives on things, and sometimes their own companies and sometimes the industry, and they're pretty influential too. Of course, PodTech's Robert Scoble and people like Jeremy Zawadny at Yahoo, and so on.
Right. So when you started this company, you obviously had a real desire, I would assume, to try to address a need that you were seeing needing to be addressed in the marketplace. So what was that? What made you kind of decide that you had to start this company?
There are these important news items out there, and anyone who reads a lot of blogs and other news sites know that, if you scan a whole bunch of these sites, you get a sense of what the big stories are, but there's no single place you can go. And so I built my software system to do that work, And that's about it. It's really become an essential site as a result. A lot of people say, you know, I would pay for this. And, you know, makes me second guess giving it away for free. But maybe I'll offer something in the future, an extended subscription service. But anyway.
So in terms of competitors, who's out there that you think is doing something similar? Dig, I don't know if you look at that as similar competitor.
Ultimately, I'm offering a set of stories that are supposed to interest readers who are interested in tech news. And there are a lot of sites out there that are, trying to do that. And there are so many to mention. Like, you know, how about just Google with Google News? They have a tech section, and there are a lot of smart engineers there. Yeah, Dig gets the attention of people who may otherwise have gone to my site. There are a lot of sites in this space that are basically grabbing attention of readers, like mine is. At the same time, though, I think TechMeme is distinguished enough that for people who are interested in the kind of coverage it offers, there's really no alternative right now.
I have been talking with Gabe Rivera, and he is founder of a site called TechMeme. So for all my listeners, until next week, may all the voices you hear be marketing voices.